Our event is based in Louisville, Kentucky. We've been doing it for 11 years, and it takes place on a public park that's attached to a very important downtown hotel called the Galt House Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. One of our fans told us about a similar situation of this new project here in Washington, National Harbor, Maryland, and the fact that the Gaylord Hotel had an outdoor space equivalent to what we were enjoying in Louisville. So back in the summer of 2009, I came and visited folks from the Gaylord and looked at the property and was overwhelmed by what I was seeing, because it truly is the most spectacular festival park in the country. I've been producing events all over the country for many years, and I've done them in many beautiful places. But there is nothing that compares to this particular property. And I would tell listeners that are used to seeing the beauty of Wolf Trap or venues like that, that they are really going to enjoy the beauty of the Gaylord National Resort and the way it sits on the Potomac River and the green space that surrounds this entire festival. You know, back when we started in 2002, it was hard to find Beatles bands. We didn't know who they all were, and we kind of tended to select those who dressed and imitated the Beatles. And as a couple years wore on, we started realizing that all over the world there were these great cover bands that were making stock in trade Beatles songs. And as the years go by, more and more and more of them reach out to us as they hear about the festival. I probably get 200 inquiries a year from bands I had never heard of before from all the continents who want to come and play at Abbey Road on the River. We've sure over the years had probably 25 nations represented. It's a testament to the festival as well as to the Beatles. The fact that they all have dedicated their musical talents to the Beatles is certainly, you know, a credit to the Beatles, that a band would feel that by playing Beatles music exclusively is enriching enough for them. Because our musicians are world class. There aren't any bums, if you will, in the group. They're great, great talents. But it's a tribute to the festival and what it does for fans and bands alike that so many contact us and want to play at this festival now. I mean, let's face it, it's not Lollapalooza, it's not Bonnaroo, it's not Coachella. It's a tribute festival, and there's nothing else like it in this country.